Looking back, I wonder that I had any other notion. But the truth is that I did. It's a queer thing. While I'm the sorriest coward in moments of danger, there is no doubt that escape produces an exhilaration in me. Perhaps it is simple reaction. Perhaps I become light-headed. Perhaps it is that in my many aftermaths I've usually had the opportunity of some strong drink, as I had now, and that all three combine to produce a spirit of folly. God knows it isn't courage, but I wish I had a guinea for every time I've come through some hellish crisis, babbling thankfully to be still alive, and then committed some idiocy which I wouldn't dare to contemplate in a rational moment. And in this case I was angry, too, to be harried and bullied and exposed to awful danger, and then just cut adrift with hardly a thank you, damn your eyes, from a man who, but for me, would have been feeding the fishes. God! I found myself hating that shilly-shally Carl Gustav and that sour-faced old turd Sapton. Aye, and that mealy Grundvig with his pious maundering. I'd pay them out by gum, would I? And it would be poetic justice, too, in a way. Bismarck had promised me a grand reward. Well, I'd come out of Strakens with something for my pains. And, of course, it was really safe enough. There was hardly any risk at all, for I had a certain start of several hours, and I'd know how to cover my tracks. By God, I'd show them. They'd learn that a little gratitude would have been starvation cheap. I could do their dirty work for them, and then I could just piss off, could I? They'd learn to think a little more of Harry Flashman than that. The mean bastards. So I reasoned in my logical way. But the main thing was, I was sure there was no danger in what I intended. And what is there, I ask you, that a man will not dare, so long as he has a fast horse and a clear road out of town? The night sky was just beginning to lighten when I came to Strakens City, with the dawn wind rustling the trees along the Landstrasse. The suburbs were quiet as I cantered through, my hooves ringing on the cobbles. I skirted the old city to come to the Ducal Palace, where two sleepy sentries stared open-mouthed at me through the railings. "Öffnen," says I, and while one tried to present arms and dropped his musket, the other made haste to swing open the gates. I clattered through, leaving them to marvel at the sight of their new prince, whose absence must have been the talk of the duchy, arriving unkempt and unshaven at this hour of the day. There were more guards at the door, to whom I gave sharp orders to have a strong horse saddled and ready for me within 10 minutes. I issued further instructions that no one was on any account to be allowed to leave the palace, nor was anyone to be admitted without reference to me. They saluted and stamped and fell over themselves in their hurry to obey. One flung open the doors for me, and I strode masterfully into the hall. This was going to be easy, thinks I. A sleepy major domo or night porter came starting out of the chair where he'd been dozing. He cried out at the sight of me and would have roused the place, but I hushed him with a word. "Send someone to the kitchens," says I. "Get them to put together such cold foods as will go into a saddlebag, and bring it here. Also some wine and a flask of spirits. Oh, and some money. Bring a purse. Now go."
"Your Highness is riding out again?" quavers he.
"Yes," I snapped. "Beilen Sie sich."
"But, Highness, I have instructions. Her Highness the Duchess must be informed."
"The Duchess? She's here? Not at Strelha?"
"No, indeed, sir. She returned last night after you were not to be found." His eyes were round with fright. "There has been terrible concern, Highness. Orders have been issued that if word came about you, Her Highness was to know at once."
I hadn't counted on this. She ought to have been at Strelha still, damn her. It complicated matters, or did it? I stood thinking quickly, while the major domo hopped from one foot to the other and made up my mind. "Well, I'll tell her myself," says I. "Now, my good fellow, do exactly as I've told you, and the less said about my return, the better. Understand?"